Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At the 49ers win this Sunday in Tampa Bay. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HG1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And now our guest joins us, Matt Lively, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Sports anchor for KPIX, fifth quarter with Vern Glenn at Niners practice yesterday, and also a Florida native where the 49ers will be traveling this Sunday. Matt, good morning. How we doing, buddy?
Good morning. What's up, guys?
Oh, we're fired up.
You sound great.
Matt, this is a statement game, is it not, this Sunday in Tampa Bay?
I mean, right now the Niners are the best team in the NFC, record-wise, right? And
God,
yeah,
what a sentence.
If they go out there and they win, one, you have to really put Kyle Shanahan. I know there's like little rumblings of it. You have to put Kyle Shanahan in legitimate coach of the year candidacy for getting to 5 wins with the roster that he has. And I think any doubt that you might have had about Robert Saleh's young defense starts to evaporate a little bit if you can go into Tampa and get a win against Baker Mayfield. So totally, statement win against a team that very well could be in the NFC Championship in Tampa Bay. It would be huge.
Matt, I would argue he's already there, Kyle Shanahan, but that's neither here nor there. But that's what my argument would be. What happened yesterday at practice? What exactly did Mac Jones do yesterday?
So Mac really went through just some soft toss. And, of course, I preface this is during the media portion of this. He goes through some soft toss. Once the wide receivers come over to actually go through those positional drills, he sat out. And I asked him about that after the fact. I assume with an oblique, you don't want to push off of that when it's sore and tender. He said there's a plan going into Sunday. He said that he feels confident in that plan and that because of the volume of throws that you have at practice, they just felt like it was best for him to save some of those throws for Sunday, which I totally understand. Still a little bit concerning that you're looking at Mac Jones kind of hobbling out there and he's not throwing the football. I know Kyle Shanahan said after the fact, they still feel confident that Mac Jones will be the quarterback on Sunday, but It was the Adrian Martinez show at practice in terms of who was throwing the ball to wide receivers.
Was it a show?
Yeah, like, how do you look?
What do you look like?
No, show my, he was the only one throwing, him and Mick Lombardi. Adrian Martinez looked fine. Do I think that he's going to start on Sunday? No. And I will say this. Everyone speaks really highly of Adrian Martinez. Robert Saleh went off on him yesterday about how great he is. And if you spend a little bit of time with him, how knowledgeable he is and how he's won everywhere he's been. So there's nothing against Adrian Martinez. Just you want Mac Jones starting on Sunday.
We're talking to Matt Lively here. KPIX Channel 5 was at 49ers practice yesterday. Matt, how's Juwan Jennings looking? And is it looking like no Pearsall this Sunday?
I would go out there and say 90% No Pearsall. He was off to the side field running yesterday, actually. This is probably the second most interesting thing at practice outside of Mac Jones. Brock Purdy also running yesterday. I saw him doing a zigzag drill where he was running up and down the practice field, which I assume is to be able to plant, cut on that toe and see what's happening. Ricky Pearsall, though, I don't see how he goes. A PCL is something you don't want to mess with. I mean, you could just ask Christian McCaffrey. And when you see what Kendrick Bourne has been able to do in this offense, the fact that Christian McCaffrey is essentially a wide receiver at this point in this offense, there's no reason to rush Pearsall back. Juwan went through regular wide receiver drills. He didn't feel like he was going at full speed. And from what I understand, that one's going to come down to the wire. So I think a big part of this is we have to remember, it sounds silly, they have a long flight. Like, Brock Purdy didn't even fly to LA last week because Kyle Shanahan doesn't like his guys traveling with these injuries. And so I think a lot of this is going to be, how does Juwan feel after getting off a long flight, and will he be able to go?
Let me get back to Purdy. How hard would you say that he was running? I mean, we're guessing here. Like, you're saying he's cutting or whatever, 50%?
A jog.
Okay, a light jog. So if you were to put a percentage on it, what do you think?
I'm going to go 63%. Maybe 61. I'll dial it back to 61%. Right. Really, the zigzagging is what I found more interesting, because I think that's where you want to see if he can cut and plant and put pressure into that toe.
Was he in an actual uniform or just the Niner gear?
No.
Like, I'm curious. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So he had the Niners gear, and you know, they all wear, you know, if you're off to the side, you wear those. It looks like a sports training bra, but it's actually just dialing up all your numbers and your metrics. And so he was just off to the side doing that, and then he ran straight into the weight room.
Matt, and we're talking to Matt Lively, KPIX Channel 5, was at Niners practice yesterday. He's been covering the team all season long. Matt, what did you make of Shanahan's comments the other day? A lot of fans were like, you know, when they, I think it was Tim Kawakami, SF Standard, that asked him about, you know, 2019 and making a trade for Emmanuel Sanders. Does he view, like, making a big trade like that for this year's team? A lot of people were basically, like, inferring Shanahan doesn't think this is a Super Bowl kind of a defense or a Super Bowl team. What did you make of his comments a couple days ago?
Yeah, the way it came out probably didn't sound great. I totally understand that. I don't think Kyle Shanahan truly is going to stand up there, though, and make this big declaration that he doesn't believe in his team. I don't think that's what he ultimately was doing. I think what he was saying is, we have a young defense. We need to see what we have on this defense. And we also have to remember, Kyle Shanahan is in negotiations. John Lynch is negotiating with teams. So Kyle Shanahan needs to stand up there and not say, we are going to go get the best pass rusher on the market. You're laying your hand out there to the teams that want to trade you a player. So I think it was a bit overblown. I think if this team goes 5-1, they've got to prove to John Lynch specifically, we are all in. We can make a deep playoff run. And so I think they just want to see a couple more weeks of that. But I don't think Kyle Shanahan has a lack of belief in his team or anything like that.
Matt, I'm going to ask you two questions to end it here. First one, Mac wins on Sunday. Who's your quarterback next week?
It all depends on the health of Brock Purdy. So I've been adamant about this.
Okay.
There's 265 million reasons why there will not be a quarterback controversy here in San Francisco. Brock Purdy is your quarterback. You didn't just unload all this money. Jed York did not just open up his pocketbook to say, okay, now Mac Jones is going to be my quarterback. If he's healthy enough, Brock will play. If Brock is not healthy enough, you have an incredible alternative in Mac Jones.
All right. The last one, and we're going to do this with the audience.
Yeah.
I don't think we're talking enough about this guy. Fill in the rest of this sentence. This year, Christian McCaffrey has been blank.
Really important to the offense. I think fans immediately look at the rushing stats and they're wondering where he's been. You know, he's right at the top of the league in total all-purpose yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's playing almost more touches than he has an entire career. And when he's on the field, even if he doesn't have the ball, defenses have to know exactly where Christian McCaffrey is. Kendrick Bourne doesn't have the game he has without Christian McCaffrey. He's been really good. The fact that he has just seamlessly transitioned into his role as a receiver. The running needs to eventually pick up here, but the fans that are really down on Christian McCaffrey, I don't quite understand.
Hey, Matt, really appreciate your time this morning. We'll do it again soon. And, dude, you're getting up way too early. Go back to bed. What are you doing?
That's exactly what I'm going to do, fellas. I got to anchor the 11 o'clock news today.
There you go.
See you later.
God, I hate you.
Matt, we appreciate it.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
There you go. Matt Lively, KPIX Channel 5, going back to bed. Rightfully so, but we appreciate all the people that joined us. And we'll throw that question out to the audience. As you said, Christian McCaffrey is having a blank season. You fill in that blank, Niner fans. 888-957-9570. What would you say to that, Joe?
I think he's having an unbelievable season. I know everyone wants to, you know, oh my God, they can't run the ball. He's been phenomenal. He's having a Debo-like season in the sense of he's doing it a little bit with the run game, although it's not as explosive as we want, but it's enough to balance out the passing attack, and he, as a pass catcher, has been dynamic. Joe, there's an argument to be made. They don't win any of the games they've won this year without CMC.
Fill in the blank. Christian McCaffrey is having a blank season.
It's not his 2023 year, but I think it's freaking awesome.
I think he is having a comeback player of the year type of season. That's what I would say.
Wow, that's strong.
I think he is having a...
Over Daniel Jones.
I think... honestly, Joe, I didn't know if this guy could play football anymore.
Okay.
I don't know if his body was going to hold up the way it has right now. And listen, could it blow up and this whole thing? I look dumb after a couple weeks and he can get hurt. It's football. Anyone can get hurt. I did not have on my bingo card through 5 weeks him being a top six receiver in the NFL.
On pace for 5,000 million touches.
Your running back is a top six receiver in the NFL. And I heard what Matt said. He's like, yeah, people look at the rushing. I haven't even looked at that at all. Matt, this is a fantasy football world, baby. I look at the fantasy numbers.
No.
He's been a gangster.
Forget the fantasy. What about winning plays in the pass game?
Yes. No, that's what I'm getting at.
No, like
Joe, he's had three touchdowns. He hasn't got any in the rushing.
Yeah.
He has been lethal in and out routes, up like
screen games.
Screen games. Like, he has been a savior for Mac Jones. A little dump off. You need it for McCaffrey. Talk about taking layups. The reason he's able to take these layups is because he has a guy you can trust out there.
He totally agrees.
The number one, outside of Kendrick Bourne, trusted agent for his quarterbacks right now.
Wait, so you think Christian McCaffrey right now is on pace for a comeback player of the year type of a season?
He would get my vote for comeback player of the year
If it ended right now.
He is my comeback player of the year.
How many Niner fans agree with that?
888-957-9570. We'll get into it on the other side.
I got to digest that.
Please. And it's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, which is here for you and here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Not even, like, it took over our Red and Gold Summit when the report came out on that Thursday, Joe. That first game was Thursday Night Football. It was Eagles. It was Cowboys. The season has just started. And we got the report. Christian McCaffrey did not practice. Calf issue. Calf. That's all it said. Calf injury, strain, whatever. It's like, oh boy. Here we go. He's going to be cooked for the year. It's over. You know, this guy, just here we go again. Last year was the same thing. Barely played. He had the bilateral Achilles tendonitis. It's cooked. It's done. Well, since week one, he is sixth in receiving yards. He has 39 receptions and 3 touchdowns there. Rushing the ball, it's been a struggle. It has for the entire team. But the fact that this team is 4-1 in a run-first offense and your former All-Pro and Offensive Player of the Year running back is still producing in the receiving game at a high level. Yeah, that speaks to not only Christian McCaffrey, it speaks to Kyle Shanahan, it speaks to Mac Jones, it speaks to everyone not giving up on the team and not giving up on the game plan and being able to adapt. And that's the word I keep coming back to, adaptability. Whether it's Jones, whether it's Christian McCaffrey, this team has been able to do that. Now, how long can they continue this run? We'll see. If they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, yeah, they got major action. And I'm going to start believing in this team that they could go on a legit run after this. That might be strong for some people, not for me. And we're asking the question to the audience, 888-957-9570, Christian McCaffrey's year has been ... You tell us. I say it's comeback player of the year worthy thus far.
And if you want to get in there, like, Mac wins this game, what do you do? I'll let you think about it. Come on, think about it.
Think about
Mac wins this game, what do you do?
I agree with Matt Lively still, who we just had on KPIX Channel 5. It's all dependent on the health of Brock Purdy. Like, if Brock's healthy, I think he goes. I do.
So okay.
Listen, Joe, I'm just telling you. I think that's going to be the case. But
is that because of status, money, a combination of both? What is it?
Both. It's status and money.
It's not form.
It's not form. No, because
I'm not even blaming him. I'm just saying, like, he hasn't played great this year.
No, he's not.
And I've granted him, like, total pass. Week one's week one. It's basically preseason. The other game, he was hurt.
Yes. And if he does come back, Joe, and those struggles are still evident, then the conversation we can start to have about, yeah, I'm not sure this year or going forward. Like, that is where I'm at right now. I wonder where Niner fans are.
I don't know. It's just I don't think he's going to play this week, obviously. I don't think he's going to play next week. And so at earliest, you're looking at the Texans game.
I mean, and that's a tough defense. That's a really good. It's D'Amico Ryans. He knows the system.
Two bookend defensive ends, you know, Anderson or whatever his name
Will
is.
Will Anderson, yeah.
And Hunter, like, that's a tough matchup. Just like, think about this. Like, all right, you win this weekend, you're 5-1. You beat Atlanta, you're 6-1. You're going to bench the guy who's 5-0.
It's not benching. It's just saying, hey, you did your job. You're backup quarterback. Go chill, Mac. Go get healthy. We might need you again at some point if this offensive line continues to struggle and if our guy's toe doesn't get fully healthy. Like, Mac Jones is handling this all, by the way, beautifully. I think the Niners are handling this perfectly. But the chatter when we talk to former players is interesting. When you talk to a guy like Tony Dungy, who obviously was a coach at a Hall of Fame level and also played the game, also a 49er at one point, as you well know, Joe, he says you got to ride the hot hand. Brian Baldinger, former player. You think Baldy knows ball? He does. That's why we have him on every single Tuesday at 7:30. He said the same thing. It makes it very difficult. Sean Salisbury had some interesting stuff yesterday, by the way, on with Willard and Dibs that we'll get to, former NFL quarterback in his own right.
It just sucks that similar to like the Kuminga pods rhetoric, you praise one, someone feels like you're dissing the other. Like, I feel it's so unfair right now. Like, me just saying ride the hot hand, it feels disrespectful to Brock Purdy, and that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I'm not. I'm legitimately not. I have tremendous respect for him. And it's just like, these are the conversation coaches have.
So we're having a double conversation all morning long. And
it's the conversations.
Is. Christian McCaffrey's year has been blank. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're not talking about that enough. But we're not talking about that enough because the story of the NFL locally is what Mac Jones has been able to do. And can he go 4-0 this Sunday in Tampa Bay? And what would that mean going forward? Would that mean you got to keep riding the hot hand? Would that, you know, allow Brock Purdy to get some more rest? Or if Brock Purdy's healthy next week, which kind of seems like a stretch, but if he is, do you go back?
Joe, the difficult thing is you don't even know if Matt can get it through this game.
Well, that's,
you know, so
we just had Matt Lively on and said Adrian Martinez is basically thrown the whole time.
I mean, it's just like it's just unbelievable.
Let's go to.
I do feel bad for Purdy. One second, because at some point, if and when he comes back, it just feels like he'll be under the microscope. Mac playing with house money can do no wrong.
Yes,
and like I'm just saying for
that's a great point. Mac Jones is playing with house money.
No
at this
doubt.
Point.
Forget the team. Him. Like he has a bad game. It's like, hey, he's the backup.
Yeah.
Like poor Purdy, and I mean this very sincerely. Like it's pro sports, so I'm not
no hurt
you know,
feelings.
Poor him. Like you know what I mean. Relative to the profession
we
and
just
his own
to
pride.
Drew Bledsoe yesterday. He's like, don't feel bad for me.
No, but like. He is in a tough spot. Like, you come back, even if you're a little rusty, or maybe you fit. Like, let's say he does come back against the Texans, and that defense just dominates our offensive line, and he gets swallowed. Well, now you know what's going to happen. Now, oh, see, you should have run with Matt Jones. And it might, like, both guys might have looked crappy against him. Like, I'm starting to feel bad for the guy. Like, and he just might, it might be a lost season. He might come back and rip and look awesome. He might come back and be up and down and, oh, gosh, this is this football, man. Sports.
I know. Sports, man. Shout out, Guru. A lot of people want to weigh
in. Yeah, let's hear it.
On Christian McCaffrey and the season he's
let's
having.
Let's hear it.
888-957-9570.
Unbelievable year.
He's a, dude, comeback player of the year.
He was the most important player for me, and everyone's like, what's your prediction? Look, is he going to play?
Joe, we all, taking you behind the glass, we all laughed at Carter who drafted him in the first round.
I know.
We all said, no chance we would have done that.
And I'm not pretending like I'm the know-all sage. That's not what I'm saying. But what did I tell you guys? Like, even if he's slows down a little as a runner, you can be highly effective if you are a Terry Kirby, a Charlie Garner, a Kevin Falk.
God, I love Charlie Garner.
Yeah, there were some great backs who weren't as fast as they were older, but could catch the ball in the backfield and were still so useful and so impactful. He's better than all those guys as a pass catcher. Charlie Garner was ridiculous.
He was.
History has forgotten. Eagles, Niners, Raiders, he was awesome.
He was so sick. I love me some Charlie Garner.
And he had the open field shakes. God, he was sick.
By the way, Christian McCaffrey, second in total receptions, only to Puka Nacua, who I think we could all agree, one of, if not the best wide receiver in football, not named Justin Jefferson, and sixth in total yardage when it comes to receiving yards, 387. Joe is in San Jose.
What's up, Joe?
Joe, Christian McCaffrey's year has been
strangely compelling.
Ooh. Elaborate.
Yeah. Well, strangely in the sense that it's unexpected and a little unique. I mean, we have a running back who's catching more than running. And compelling in the sense that it's exciting to watch. It's very, you know, welcomed and needed and refreshing, and we wouldn't be 4-1 without him.
Totally agree.
I like that. Strangely compelling. Joe in San Jose.
It's a really good call.
Not even strange to me. It's just been refreshing to watch this team adapt.
Mm.
Like, you think this team last year, Joe, if they couldn't run the ball, like, I feel like they'd implode. They'd be like, they have a cut like two or three wins if they couldn't run the ball last year, given how everything was. And remember, Jordan Mason was toting that rock strong early on. I know you still want Jordan Mason on this team. You wish you had him. Hell, after last night, if I'm a Niner fan, I wish I had Cam Scadaboo on my team. What's that running back the Niners took in the fifth round? Does anyone know his name?
Jordan James.
Thank you.
Ducks legend.
Exactly.
Him and Grandy.
Legend. Yeah, exactly. He was a legend in Oregon. Hasn't done anything in San Francisco 49ers uniform. Crickets. Thank you, Carter.
Same with Grandy.
You know, there was a time he played fullback early on. I know we know him as a running back, but the 84 season, if I say that to you, to Niner fans, like most people are like, Joe Montana, it was really like the coming out party for Roger Craig, too. Mm. And he ended up actually with more yards as a receiver than as a fullback. Look, they were in pro set. They had a running back. He played fullback. They ended up switching him and transitioning him more to running back. Our view of fullback now is not what it was in the 80s, 90s, and 70s and whatnot. It's just different.
When the offenses were run dominant.
When you had the pro set, you had the inside guy and then the outside guy, depending on where the quarterback was lined up.
Formation.
So anyway, point being is that he did have more receiving yards than rushing yards that year, and he was monster in the Super Bowl. Like, this has kind of got a little like Roger Craig feel. It's just that happened in Roger's second year. This is happening, you know, in his age 29 season.
I know. And for a running back today, that's ancient.
He might as well be 41.
I know, which is crazy how we talk about it.
As LeBron has sciatica.
That you can't mess with that. Joe, you're basically LeBron's age. You can't mess with that stuff. The nerves.
I hate you guys.
What?
When I drive long periods, I get it
on the
side.
That's when you're supposed to say, I'm the LeBron James of 95.7. That's when you're supposed to say that. When's your decision coming? What's it going to be brought to you by?
Hennessy.
Atco Pest Control. Golden State Lumber, the decision. What fasteners are you guys going to be using?
Ceremony Ford.
Ceremony Ford. The decision for the next car is what? The Mustang Mach-E?
It's all about that Ford now.
Sean King. Not Sean Kingston. Don't want to be him these days. But Sean King, former NFL quarterback, obviously in his rookie year, took the Bucks all the way to the NFC Championship game. Was on yesterday with Steiny and Guru. And had some thoughts about Christian McCaffrey and just talked about his character and him being able to kind of rewrite the narrative of this season. It was pretty good. Good stuff from Sean King here talking about CMC's season.
To whom much is given, much is required, right? He's being compensated at a high level. There's a high level of production and usage rate that's expected. I think if you ask Christian, he's just happy to be capable of doing it. Hmm. I mean, he's battled for injuries, you know, so much in his career. I mean, he's glad to be used, you know, and I think it speaks to the character, the football character of Christian. Because a lot of times guys at that position at this point in their career who've gotten multiple big bags, you know, it kind of is like, do I really want to run between the tackles with power and leverage? And my ankle hurt a little bit. My hammy ain't right. Like, it's a lot of ways to sit out.
Character. I love that. Speaks to the character of Christian McCaffrey that, all the bilateral Achilles tendonitis talk, calf strains. He's like, no, give me the freaking ball. Give me as much, like, feed me. I don't want anyone else coming in. That's why we haven't seen Robinson at all. We haven't seen anyone else. We haven't seen Isaac Garendo, except in the rhythm game. Give me all the touches and all the carries, and I will do my best. And they've had to adapt because he has carried the ball a bunch, and it hasn't really done anything on the ground. But receiving, hey, again, I say it all the time, Joe. If he wanted to be a full-time receiver like his dad, Ed McCaffrey, obviously Super Bowl champion in his own right with the Broncos, he could be one of the best, like his brother Luke right now, being one of the rising stars with the Washington Commanders and Jaden Daniels. Character, do you like that? What?
No, I love it. I love it. I'm still reeling from you calling me LeBron James of 95.7 The Game.
That's a compliment. I mean, that's the king.
I appreciate it.
You're going to be, he's going to be smiling.
Does that make LJ Brawny?
There you go.
Can we get him employed here, Matt? And can you give him the highest paid temp job in the history of the station?
He's actually going to have the pregame show. He's taking over that slot. It was going to be bequeathed upon Sam Lubman, and now LJ has got it.
He's got pushed off that roster.
He's got pushed off of it. There's a new king in town.
Highest paid pregame show host.
He's got 670, essentially, yards from scrimmage.
It's
multiply that times three. I mean, you're incredible. Looking at almost 2,000 all-purpose yards. That would be incredible. If I told you, just forget running or receiving, 2,000 all-purpose yards from one guy, you'd be like, yeah, that's That's an incredible season.
No, you're talking about
that's what he did in 2023.
And you're talking about like Stanford, Christian McCaffrey, who should have won the Heisman, by the way.
I knew it was happening.
Shut up. You did not know this is happening.
You guys should have listened to me.
Oh, my God. You were forced into it. You were bullied into it. We're talking about
Justin Jefferson was there.
Oh, yeah, totally. Christian McCaffrey's year has been blank, Niner fans. You fill that in, 888-957-9570. The number, let's go to Damon in the dump truck. Damon, Christian McCaffrey's year has been
extended.
Ooh.
The fact that he's catching a ball, I think it's going to keep him healthy instead of running it up the middle where there's no room to run for him. So I think that he's going to be able to get a little bit of extended life this year, keep his legs fresh, and keep him playing more games than he would if they were, you know, sending him to those tight holes.
That's Damon Dunchuk, extended. That's interesting. As we talk about running backs and their shelf life and, you know, when they hit age 30, it doesn't look the same. I know there's some unicorns out there, and Derrick Henry being one of them. But, you know, what he's been able to do so far this year, Joe, how could you not want to feel that way, keeping this guy around? But, you know, it's a long season. It's early. Jordan Mason, what was it? He had like about 6 weeks of really good production, and then he fell off. Now, that's Jordan Mason, not Christian McCaffrey. And maybe, in a weird way, if you can't run the ball, he's forced to be a passer. You know, maybe that does extend him a little bit more in a weird way, like not getting beat up as much. You get what I'm saying here?
He's on pace for 2,000 scrimmage yards. I'm just going to ask you out loud.
The touches, too.
How many?
The touches are incredible. What is he on pace for?
I don't know. 1,000?
A million? 300?
If I were to ask you, how
643.
Many?
That's not it, but it seems like
426.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go around the room. In the history of the NFL, a lot of guys have done it multiple times, but how many times has anyone even gone over 2,000 all-purpose yards? How many individual seasons overall have NFL players gone over 2,000 scrimmage yards? Now, McCaffrey's done it quite literally multiple times. And if he did it again this time, I mean, you're talking about unprecedented territory.
Well, you can just,
how many individual seasons? We've been around since, let's say, basically the early 40s.
Well, all-purpose, you can still go with all the running backs that got to 2,000 yards, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The rushing, so Eric Dickerson, CJ 2K, Adrian Peterson.
What do you think the number is?
Around 10 to 15?
No, it's 70.
Okay.
I thought you were going around the room.
I saw 70 individual. Well, sorry, you didn't know you were ready, Sam.
No, that was my bad. You played the game show music.
I apologize.
I'll take the L on that one. That was the JJ.
But you have guys like LaDainian Thomas that did it multiple times, right?
Okay.
Like over and over and over again.
The way you set it up, I thought it was going to be like not a lot. So, but in the history of the sport, that's not a lot either. So
it really isn't.
It's not.
I mean, you're basically looking at one every year, maybe.
Yeah.
Season. Like, that's how special this is.
Saquon do it last year?
Say that again.
Saquon do it last year?
Saquon is like all time, dude. Saquon is 13th in an individual season all time for scrimmage yards. Do you know who number one is?
Ooh.
And he did it at 23 years old.
Was it in this century?
Yeah.
Okay. In the 2010s?
2009.
Oh, was that Adrian Chris Johnson?
No.
Adrian Peterson.
You're close.
I'm close.
CJ2K.
No, he did. Sam just said.
Did you say that? I didn't hear that. I apologize.
Yeah. Chris Johnson, CJ2K. He had that one season,
2,500 yards.
The grill and everything. It was so sick. I love me some Chris Johnson. Remember he played for the Arizona Cardinals? You guys remember that?
Well aware.
Yeah.
Christian McCaffrey at 23 years old had 2,400 scrimmage yards.
Oh, my God.
He's on this list multiple times. It's a who's who. I mean, it's Chris Johnson, Marshall Faulk, Christian, Tiki, LT, Barry Sanders, Steven Jackson, LT, Marcus Allen, Adrian Peterson, Edgerrin James, Priest Holmes, Saquon. Like, this list is the who's who of the greatest running backs of all time. And by the way, Marshall Faulk is on this list over and over and over and over again. LT, over and over again. Priest Holmes, over again. Barry Sanders, over. Christian, if he could stay healthy this year and put together, you are looking at one of the special seasons.
Yes. In a season we all thought he was going to be cooked in, too, heading into it. At least I did. I thought, because, like, what are you getting from this guy? I don't know. RJ and Fairfield wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Christian McCaffrey's year has been what, RJ?
It's been rewarding. I selected him with a first-round pick in fantasy, and it's been very fruitful. And, guys, I'm at Trader Joe's right now, first in line.
Oh!
So if y'all need a viral tote bag, you let me know. I got you.
Just don't upcharge me $25 for the Halloween ones, okay?
I got y'all, man. Y'all got that friend price. I got you.
Thank you.
$20, $30. All right, love y'all.
There he goes. He's a Trader Joe's. He's just a walk-off.
Just unbelievable.
It's probably the right time to go to Trader Joe's, because I will say this, and I love going there because I have great deals and getting some food and dinner. If you go, and Sam and I go to the same one over in Lakeshore, if you go to that place at like 4 and 5 or 6, you are not getting out of that parking lot for about like an hour. It is a who's who of everyone wants to go to TJ's. And I used to tell people all the time, Joe, maybe you could do this, that if your name was actually Joe and you show your ID and you go to the cash register at Trader Joe's.
What dad joke are you telling me right now?
No, they'll give you a 10% discount, and the amount of people that will believe you on that is actually pretty insane. Just try it next time.
What's your go-to at TJ?
I like their orange chicken and put it in the air fryer. Chicken. Strong.
Interesting.
Yeah, the orange chicken there. Also, I like their pretzel buns, and I go turkey burger pretzel buns.
Bun.
Like for like the hamburger pretzel
yeah.
bun. And you get the turkey burgers there. Then you get your whatever your
you mixing in any greens ever?
Yeah, no, I like a little lettuce, a little onion, a little tomato.
Lettuce! A little lettuce.
That's like a side,
oh my
if anything.
God.
Wait, you guys don't put lettuce on your burgers?
No, but like,
that's
I mean,
not, that doesn't count as like a
lettuce
green.
Is like 99% water.
No, but you're putting it on your burger. You asked what I put in my fixings on my burger.
You
I put lettuce,
any
tomato,
kale?
Onion. No, lettuce, tomato,
any asparagus,
onion.
Asparagus, broccoli, carrots.
What are we talking about here, a burger?
No, just in general, what you
like
shop
on the side.
At TJ.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just telling you what I built there. All right. Oh, they have this.
Like, I'm a big avocado guy. Got to have my avocado.
No vegetables.
No, they
what?
Have
no vegetables.
No, they have
this guy Al Michaels over here.
No, what they have is during Christmas time.
Al Michaels. I think he's never had a vegetable.
Yeah, he's a weirdo.
That's pretty
yeah.
obvious.
Well, the guy just is a gambling.
He was talking about Cam Scadaboo last night, and he's like, you know. You've watched a lot of college football games, Kirk. It's like, oh, God.
Oh, my God. No, what I'll say this. And I'll finish my TJ's rant. Trader Joe's. They have these things in the Christmas time. The cookies. They're these filled gingerbread cookies with, like, this icing in the middle. And it, I got to tell you, Joe, greatest cookie I've ever had in my life.
Ever?
Ever. Gingerbread men stuffed cookies. Trader Joe's, be there at B Square. Probably in the next month you'll start seeing them because they start doing it in November. I'm excited, man. Did you do the pumpkin patch, by the way, with the little guy yet?
Oh, it's today.
Oh, nice. That'll be
today.
Fun. That's great.
We're going to go to the one off of Stony
Point. Awesome. Let's go. Cool. I'm going to take the kids this weekend, probably Sunday, too.
Yeah, pretty excited.
I got to go, obviously, before the game starts at 1:25. So I'll do that in the early morning. Head back from it. Hopefully Nora falls asleep in the car. Put her to sleep. Make Benny some food for lunch. We'll sit there and watch the game. It'll be great.
I think this is the appropriate time to get a pumpkin. Because it's not going to like go bad by the time we carve it and everything.
I'll say no. You want
it's like just the right wheelhouse.
You want to usually carve it the week of because it does get moldy pretty quickly. Those things like start collapsing a lot. Especially
I
if
can't
it
imagine
raining.
Him being very creative when it comes to carving pumpkins.
Me?
No, Bonte. When you hit me with the Bonte.
No, he's like old school like me where
he
you
pay someone to carve his pumpkin.
You do the triangle eyes and then you just do a smile and like put a tooth in there. That's it. That's easy. Everyone could do that, right? Come on. Come on. There you go. I'm actually not a huge Halloween guy. I do like getting the pumpkins, though. That's fun. That's fun.
We're also going to make our way to one of the Scream stores. Is that what it's called? Scream?
Spirit.
No, Spirit.
Spirit. Thank Spirit. You. Spirit stores.
That's
excuse
the
me.
The Citizens Bank Park right now is a Spirit Halloween. That's what they do. The
well, they said Allegiant Stadium is, too.
Well, their season's
that's
still going
annual.
On. That's
the annual sale.
Next question.
And we don't want to talk about that, all right? Why do we?
I mean, Oracle Park's kind of like that right now.
Oh, no. Well, at least the orange and black, it works. Do you want to hear what Sean Salisbury had to say yesterday? You know Sean. Love Sean.
Yeah.
He's great. Former NFL quarterback has obviously been covering the league for a very long time. One of our teammates here at 95.7 The Game. This is what he had to say in regards to the Mac Jones, Brock Purdy conversation and the money. That's what I keep coming back to. And I know if Mac looks good this Sunday, it's going to be very difficult. The noise is going to get louder about him just going with the hot hand. This is what Sean had to say, though, about the money coming into the quarterback conversation.
We're naive to think that it's just as easy to replace a guy who's making $53 million as it is a guy making $53,000. It's not. That comes into play. But that's where it gets tough. Are you making the decision based on, listen, we signed him and he's our guy and we believe he's the future? There's no doubt. But let me take you back. Even though the money's different, when Brock got the job, nobody expected that. He had to go through hell. He was just trying to make a team. So we didn't worry about where Trey Lance was drafted, even though he wasn't making, he was a first round pick. Or, you know, Jimmy hadn't gone to a Super Bowl. So I honestly, guys, I'm just trying to put myself in the situation of the organization, the head coach. I'm not worried about Brock's contract next year. I'm worried about, is he ready? And when he comes in, if Mac's 3-0, 4-0, 5-0, and he comes in and you put him in, that's great.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Great. Now pressure falls back on Brock to do what he did do to earn the $53 million and to put him in a position where they could let everybody else go do their thing and they committed to long term. So, and just because it's a long term commitment doesn't make it the short, mean it's the short term answer. And it would be either way if it was Mac or him. So short term and long term have to come into it.
That was Sean Salisbury on yesterday. Well,
wow.
I didn't even think about it that way. Because I think we're so ingrained and engrossed about there's always pressure on the quarterbacks no matter what. Every single quarterback is under some sort of amount of pressure, no matter what. But there's levels to this. And we just said earlier, Mac Jones, I mean, the pressure on him, he's done his job as a backup quarterback. He's won 3 games. If he wins this one, he's 4-0, right?
There is a freedom to the way he's playing right
correct.
Now.
Correct. And he knows that. And it's fun to watch. And
well,
it's
you
fun
can
to see.
Feel it.
I'd argue, like, pressure on this team right now, it's not Shanahan. It's not Saleh. It's not Christian McCaffrey. It's all going to be on Brock when and if he comes back. He is going to be under more pressure than he has ever been in his entire career. Would you agree on that?
Look, I external pressure, yes. Internal, I don't know. I mean, like playing in the Super Bowl?
Yes.
You know, thinking about getting paid? Like,
no,
I don't know.
Yes, but Joe, remember what we were talking about then. Oh, well, It's a Cinderella story. I mean, this guy's Mr.
No, I know, but I'm talking
that
about internally.
That is gone, though. Like,
I can never quantify what someone's internally, you know, going through. So
let me just, no, not even from how he's feeling, Joe. Let's just say
external pressure. Scrutiny, this, I was way, I would put it, not pressure.
But
external scrutiny.
But for sure, that's going to be the most he's ever had to deal with in his professional career.
Yeah, and it's almost, you know, we're going to throw him through unfair, you know, let's say, hypothetically, he comes back, he throws for 220. Two touchdowns and a pick. Remember, he threw a pick. He only threw for 220. Like, that's just so stupid. But that's how people do. He's not $50 million better than Mac, even though, you know, this is how I do the evaluations. But I think more and more and more people will do it that way. And, I mean, he is in a tough spot.
Here's more from what Salisbury had to say yesterday on Willard Dibbs. You can find the entire interview on YouTube.
Before you move on to Salisbury, his point about money. There are times money dictates the political roster or the roster politics, if you will, on the team. And then there are times where we're too late in the season and we just need to play whoever gives us the best chance. Case in point, Barry Zito. He played himself out of the rotation. They owed him tons of money and extra years. And it was just, no, he needs to not be on the playoff roster, right? Now, they had other options and they were able to thread that needle. But, like, at the time, that was a huge decision.
Yes.
And he had an opportunity at the end of the year to win the division, and he walked the bases loaded and walked in a run.
Yep.
On the Saturday. It was the Saturday, right, Sam? Before the final day of the year, 2010.
Correct. Yes.
David Lee was on a big deal, and Draymond Green was on a rookie deal, and he got hurt, and there was no going back. Like, and David Lee was compromised. There was just no going back. No going back. So there have been examples locally of we just go with the best person. I mean, heck, Trey Lance was making way more money than Purdy, not the disparity that's going on right now, and they went with Purdy, and it was the right decision. So we'll see what ends up happening regarding the money. But, like, there's the short term and there's the long term. I think long term, yeah, he's the quarterback. Short term, like, I'm talking week to week.
Well, and another example on top of what you were saying with the money, sometimes it doesn't. The guy we had on yesterday, Drew Bledsoe, that season he got knocked out and Tom Brady took over. A couple months prior, he signed the richest contract in the history of the NFL for a quarterback.
Yeah,
10 years, $100 million.
It's pretty crazy.
It is. And this gangly kid, Tom Brady, as you mentioned, like, who?
Yeah.
What? Like the third string over at Michigan? Or who's that guy? He comes out of nowhere, and then the rest is history. Sometimes it just happens.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just happens. Speaking of Drew Bledsoe, and we'll get back to Sean Salisbury, this is the advice that he would give Brock Purdy.
Two pieces of advice. Number one, always keep in mind that we had, even when things aren't perfect, you're still getting paid to play a game. So nobody gets to feel sorry for us, right? Which it's hard to have that perspective sometimes. And then beyond that, man, if you just handle yourself properly, then there will continue to be other opportunities. You know, for me, because I didn't completely screw up that situation and blow it up, first of all, we, you know, ended up winning a Super Bowl. But second, then when other teams came looking, you know, they knew that I had decent character and that there were other opportunities there. So I'm not saying that Brock's done in San Francisco. I don't think that's probably the case. But yeah, you just handle yourself like a pro and put the team first, and then no matter what, you come out of it, you know, with other opportunities and knowing you did the right thing.
It's such good perspective. And like, sports happens. Like, okay, let's, even if Matt keeps winning, can he stay healthy?
Guy couldn't throw yesterday.
Right? So, like, let's just say, like, Purdy's still out and, you know, whatever. Sports happens. These opportunities always arise. Guys get chances. And even though you think they're done, there's always an opportunity to win everyone back over again. It happens all the time. So, things could be going great for Mac right now, and it could all collapse in one drive. One drive, and it can all collapse, and we're not even going to discuss this come Monday.
Here's what more of Sean Salisbury, kind of piggybacking off what he was talking about with the money coming into play.
If it becomes an off-season issue, then we'll deal with it. And you say, well, do we keep them both? As one wants to go start, they're both capable of starting. But it does come into play, and it is part of it. And the optics are part of it, whether we want to admit it or not. But it's hard to sift through. But you do have to get out of the feel-good business and play the guy in 2025, regardless who it is, that gives you the best chance to win. And in truth, right now, look at the way Max played. He's done exactly what he's supposed to do, and then some, to give the 49ers a chance. Not turning it over, throwing touchdowns, putting up yards, and winning. And it's important.
And that's exactly what what he was saying. Tony Dungy, Brian Baldinger, who gives you the best chance to win right now? It's not even close. It's Mac Jones. But who gives you the best chance once Brock's healthy? Kyle Shanahan's going to have to decide.
You know, Brock, when he hit the scene, obviously he was making all the rhythmic plays, but I watched a bunch of the highlights because they've been circulating on X. Dude, his legs, like his ability to scramble and make plays. He did over-rely on it, it felt like, last year, just holding on to the ball.
Doing too much.
Stylistically, they're so different. Even though they run the same offense and you see a lot of the same kind of concepts and ideas, Max is getting rid of it so quick right now.
He is.
Their offense is different to defend currently. I'm not saying it's better or worse than. I'm just saying it's different.
Do you think,
know what I mean?
No. Do you, like, when and if Brock comes back, do you anticipate it looking similar to what's going on still? Or are they going to change it dramatically when it comes to the passing attack and the passing game? Because I don't think it's going to all of a sudden, like, Shanahan's, I feel like he hasn't done, like, that much different. I think he's just been throwing it more because he's had to, because he does have a running game.
Let me use just one example. When there's that edge-free rusher and the guy comes at Brock Purdy, Brock is so good at just not even that, just like a twitchy move. It could be a pump fake. It could be a little stutter step. And he climbs and he's like, bang, throwing on the run. And it's like almost like a shortstop coming in on a chopper. He's just so good at that. Mac has to get rid of that ball.
Yes.
He cannot try to make a move like that. So just stylistically for your receivers, for your linemen, it's just different. I'm not saying it's better than or worse than. It's just totally different.
You know, this whole hour we've been talking about Christian McCaffrey and the season he's having, and we threw it out to the callers, 888-957-9570. Christian McCaffrey's year has been blank. You fill that in. And this is a good question that producer Sam Lubin put in my boxes. You know, who's been more responsible for the 49ers 4-1 record right now? If you had to pick one, we're forcing you here. Sports Talk Radio.
You're making me choose.
Who's been more responsible for the 49ers 4-1 record? Christian McCaffrey or Mac Jones?
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Putting you on the spot, bro.
You're making me choose.
I'm making you, dude.
I'm going to say CMC.
Okay. Why?
Because I don't think they win the games in Seattle without some of his plays down the stretch. I don't think they win the New Orleans game without, he made a couple of nice plays on that final drive and picked up a nice blitz on another one. And then obviously he had the game-winning kind of like screen play against Arizona. I'm gonna go with Christian McCaffrey. And on that first drive that they scored the touchdown to go up big 7-0, which was big against the Rams, it was all CMC. I mean, he had six touches on that first drive.
He was sick.
If you're making me choose, I'm going to take CMC.
888-957-9570.
But I'm not mad at Mac.
Yeah, no, I'll throw it out to the listeners and to the callers.
That's a good question.
Who's been more responsible for the 49ers 4-1 record? Mac Jones or Christian McCaffrey? I'll go with Mac. The way he's been able to just somehow, some way, and by the way, I keep mentioning this, all these games for the 49ers have been decided by a touchdown or less. All these games.
Their differential is 8.
It's ridiculous.
I was looking at point differentials. Like, Detroit's like 62 or something.
I know. That, by the way, the Sunday Night Football nightcap right after that Niners game is going to be sick.
Indy's Lions like 70-something.
Yeah, well, they just...
I'm just saying.
Well, like, you know why? Because they just absolutely destroyed the Raiders. So that skewed it exponentially. Don't, please, let's just not. I don't want
to... Spy Tech.
Adjust.
Brady, Chip, Pete.
Is there a way that the Raiders can just keep Cam Ward in Allegiant Stadium and just say, hey, you guys, take Geno. There you go. You guys... Just take Geno.
Is there a way Max Crosby could, you know, go to a place that actually knows how to use him in December?
He wants to be a Raider. He signed that contract just like Miles Garrett. They've.
Does he have like Raiders tattooed all over his body?
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's for life.
He's for life, dude.
Until he isn't.
Until he can get paid more somewhere else. But, and I love you, Max. I do. I got to go Mac Jones. If you're putting me on the spot here, Mac Jones has been the difference. Like, if... Let's just put it this way. If Adrian Martinez was the quarterback instead of Mac Jones for those three wins, they're going what?
Yeah,
0-3 probably? 1-2 maybe?
Yeah, but if Brian Robinson's in instead of CMC...
I still think they go 2-1.
I don't know about that.
I think they might go 2-1.
Dude,
I kind of like that question. What would have been a better duo? Adrian Martinez and CMC or Mac and B-Rob?
Oh, no.
I'm taking CMC and Adrian Martinez. I can't believe I'm saying
no,
that.
No, I'll take Mac
Jones. I've never even seen Adrian Martinez throw a football.
Wait, Brian, I kind of agree with
wasn't
you.
Wasn't Brian Robinson and Mac Jones teammates in college, though?
Yeah, at Bama.
That should be good, right?
I love how when you talk yourself into something, right?
Right?
Looking around the room, begging for confirmation.
Hey, So Sean Salisbury says go with the hot hand. Brian Baldinger said go with the hot hand. Tony Dungy, Hall of Fame head coach, on with us earlier, Joe, as we're gassing up this game on Sunday.
Yeah.
Niner fans, where you at? Statement game this Sunday, 888-957-9570. Niners Bucks, 1:25 kickoff here locally. Tony Dungy says, hey, Max Rolen, let him go.
You know, with Minnesota and the Niners, and you're sitting here with two hot quarterbacks that are playing well, you don't want to take the sting away from your number one guy, but boy, you owe it to your team. If we've got a hot hand and this guy's playing well, it's hard to take him out. And so we have had those conversations. What would you do? And I think for the most part, we're saying, hey, let Mac roll as long as he's hot.
In fairness to Tony, I don't think he ever really had to, like, deal with that in Indianapolis when you have Peyton Manning, so he's solidified there. You know, Curtis Painter is not taking that guy's job at any point, right, Joe? So it's easier to say when you're, like, not attached to it, hey, just keep going. But the fact that Mac has been such a team player around this, too, makes it so easy for everyone. He's handled this beautifully. Like, he could say, you know, it's not my, it's, you know, I want to be a starter in this league again. This is a big opportunity for me that I can keep capitalizing, keep going. I can just keep doing this. He's like, yeah, you know, I'm just keeping the seat warm for Brock till he gets back. Like, that's basically what he said. The maturity level has been maybe the more impressive or just as impressive for me in his podium game than his play on the field. I'm being dead serious here. He was joking yesterday about, you know, him, you know, growing up within the Alabama organization, I call it organization because basically what it is, I know we say program, It's an organization. Let's relax. He's paying these players, okay? So, like, he grew up there with Nick Saban, and he waxed poetically about, yeah, you know, Coach Saban helped me out a lot with my mental struggles when it comes to my anger on the field, you know, not showing up teammates, you know, being pissed off at myself. I can't be living and dying with every mistake. I need to calm down. And that was on full display last week in that Thursday night football win when Kendrick Bourne dropped the ball. And maybe college Mac Jones says, dude, what the hell? Throws up his hands like, are you kidding me? Storms off. You know how guys like to do. Like Derek Carr did this all the time. Pissed me off. And Kyler Murray kind of does when they unstrap the chin strap really hard. Just throwing a temper tantrum out there. No, what did he do? What did Mac Jones do after Kendrick Bourne dropped that ball on third down?
He went over and he put his arm around him.
Tapped him on the helmet. Hey, dude, I got you. Let's go. And what happened? It was the greatest game Kendrick Bourne's ever had in his life in the pros. So, just speaks to the maturity, both on and off the field, for Mac that has been really refreshing. And quite frankly, a big reason why they've had success. We've got a guest coming up on the other side. And who is this guest? I'm going to tell you who he is. It's Tom Krasnicki. You know who Tom Krasnicki is?
No.
I'm going to tell you.
Who is this?
Afternoon drive host for WDAE in Tampa. 21 years.
Oh.
Tampa radio, Joe. 21 years. The guy knows the Tampa Bay Buccaneers inside and out. We'll get the lay of the land of how the Bucs are feeling about game. Because you think Tampa Bay is feeling like, hey, we got a backup quarterback. You know, Mac Jones is great, but come on. Traveling cross country. The glass slipper's got to break, right? Like, you think they're looking at this game like, we should beat this Niners team?
I don't think they are sleeping on anyone.
No?
I mean, they beat the Seahawks team that the Niners also beat.
Okay.
And seen on the standalone game on Amazon Prime last week and then last night. How could anyone in the NFL sleep on anybody?
Or maybe people are nationally still sleeping on the Niners, and could they have a statement win on Sunday to wake them up? In the meantime, injury report.
For the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
Some potential good injury news for the 49ers. Wide receiver Juwan Jennings was back at practice yesterday after missing last week with an ankle and rib injury. Even though he was limited, there is some optimism that Juwan will be able to suit up for the 49ers on Sunday against the Bucks. The injury report was brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. And on the other side, myself and Joe Shasky are going to tell you why this is such a high-stakes game for the San Francisco 49ers this Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Halfway home here on a payday Friday, it's the Roast Baby on 95.7 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carman Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.